when the doctor cut it off,
yep,
he picked it up and he says, "Ah, you want it?" And he laughed.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And then he put his foot on what looked like a 1980s plastic trash can that flipped up top.
It didn't say bio.
And it was trash. No. No. And there was a dented Diet Pepsi can. And he's just like, well, we don't need that. And he just threw it in the trash.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
Doop, doo, doo, doo.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Doop, doo, doo, doo.
What is this? What is Hello. This? Could this possibly be?
Either me.
Could it possibly be the return of the most unnecessary show on the internet?
Totally.
YouTube allows pretty much anything as long as it's not hate speech and whatnot. So big shout out to YouTube and their algorithm.
Hate.
The one that
hate.
Makes no, no, no. you a star, which we all will be someday.
Ironic, the word hate is not hate speech.
Well, if you say I hate the unnecessary talk, it's officially.
This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges, and I'm that Brian Sturges. You follow me at Brian Sturges on YouTube. I'm at Mr. Brian Sturges and others. If you really care, I don't need to tell you. You will look it up, and you will like, and you will smash it, and you will subscribe. You will just you will give it what it needs. Also, back in black, Cliff Beach Music. His author, he's the author of the book, Side Hustle and Flow, available both on Amazon, and I think both as hard and soft now, which happens when you get a little older. And then, of course, on Audible, I've read it with my ears. And, of course, our little Robin Hood, our little Peter Pan, a little Long John Silver, it's Tim Hall from Timothy Hall Music, 1192 mm-hmm. Studios. And we're pretending that this is a show now.
Okay.
Well, perfect intro.
It was okay. I don't really care anymore.
Okay. Well, that's when you get good.
I think people missed you. Definitely the views. Like, yes.
Every week.
Yeah.
They cut it half. And so yeah. I looked. There's three. But there, and I know one's me seeing if it went, if course. It's been uploaded. I know there's one you seeing if it
For
uploaded.
For sure.
And then I'm sure it accident like one of those auto plays.
It was about Tim, but also it's summer vacation.
Oh, people true.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, it's probably summer vacation.
This is the first day of school. It's very, you know, I did not put the air on.
Oh, it's okay. I don't mind a little.
It's hot. I ordered lunch, though. We have lunch coming.
I'm excited about that. Now, Tim, you take a month vacation every year, and that's very foreign to me.
Yeah, boring to you? Yeah.
Foreign.
I don't think
I would ever probably take 4 weeks off for any reason.
You mentioned...
Too long.
You mentioned that if you just take a weekend off, you feel itchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the anxiety that's that side drives hustle. You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it piles...
It just backs up.
It just
up.
Piles up.
Yeah.
Yes.
The stuff's still there. There is no...
You know what place. You should do? You should get married and have a kid. And that'll really just free everything up because I'm just floating.
It smooths you right out.
Yeah. The good thing about kids, though, is that they're very simple and easy.
They can work on the farm.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
They smoke a pipe at six in the factory.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Black
yeah.
lung.
When my son's two, it'll be four if it'll be a day.
Useful.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
that's the thing. That used Twice to be your old. Insurance policy. You had kids so that when you were old, someone could take care
and plus,
of you.
Like, you want to bust nuts, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
That's all the time. And that's when it was like...
Nothing better.
Like, that's the
there,
only way
there
you could
wasn't
do
a
it.
Woman within, like, miles to have sex with a different one. So it was either this dusty old cooch you found in a saloon.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that's a target even Tim can bullseye.
Yeah. In fact, that's how Target started originally. If you go to target.com/UNT for 5% off coupon code.
Oh, yeah.
Target started as a brothel. In Phoenix, Arizona.
True oh, that's
100%
fun.
True story.
Yeah,
go
be.
Ahead and update
the Wikipedia
on
Wikipedia,
that one.
Yeah.
Which, you know, summer's over, so perhaps it's time to put the Wikipedia upstairs.
Definitely.
And put out a nice oak.
You don't even want to see what double coupon day was back then.
So we successfully did our four-episode summer series of Running Scared.
It
in which
was back, baby.
It was back. The edit was some of the biggest... She is the biggest filth in which you're welcome to see the bookmarks. Luckily, after I put them out, I was like, okay, there's nothing bad there. Just as creative real estate, you know, Adobe, whatever.
Of course.
One, it said snuff films, but that's
oh, so
videos
auto-filled
of old men taking the tobacco up their nose.
A little snooze.
Not of Elizabeth Smart's body. No, not Elizabeth Smart. Hurley, who's the one that got taught a lesson? They cut her face off. They dumped her in Manchester. The Black Dahlia.
Oh, what Black Dahlia.
Elizabeth Smart, short. Elizabeth Short.
Probably, because Smart was another lady.
Yeah, she got thrown down the well, right?
No, that was the Smart lady was kidnapped.
And lastly, yeah. Was like,
can I get that quarterback? Yeah. My wish never came true.
Joe Montana's drowning somewhere in Nebraska.
Help me kidnap Kia above the well, you know?
Anyway, so it did quite well. YouTube reached out and asked us to send them a plaque. They were like, we need just to allow us to continue. I wouldn't say we're being shaken down by YouTube.
Shaken.
But they say if you don't, you know.
Oh, yeah, if you don't start
making
some
video
numbers.
Of a guy cleaning his car that has 1.7 million views, you know.
It's because
no one cares and there's no profit. And I love my wife. Don't see behind the curtain. Because she's kind enough to leave the house and give me this time. And then she knows when she's stayed a little too long to close. I'm like, all right, let's go. Chop, chop, let's go.
Get out of here.
I need to mentally prepare for this performance. thank you, honey. Thank you. And all you girls are like, hey, I want to just SUD because you're a famous celebrity with 3 views.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That sounds fun.
No.
No.
You got to
actually
pay
send
your dues.
Me a BBM. She never texts my. She never texts my black. That's the trick. Of course, if you're cheating, it's with an older lady who has a BBM.
Yeah.
Someone with blonde hair but very dark roots.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a 2-door coupe, a white BMW.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see them all the time.
Should
where
I go
live.
On? What color panties is she wearing, Cliff?
Pink.
None.
What?
Let's give this guy a puppy. Let's give him one. You know what? We don't have to throw that one in the river, which is sad. I'm glad. Yeah. Go ahead and donate. Yeah, but you have to rescue them, but then remove their genitals. Speaking of, I have a special announcement.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Today is the 1-year anniversary of my father's death. But other than that, I am here to announce the birth of my son. He has arrived.
Yay.
And I have waited many weeks. I mean, not really. That's it. That's the reaction.
Wait, I was confused because I asked you about it earlier.
It's called misdirection.
I didn't think I had it.
And now, I really wish the air was on. It's so hot. Now, ta-da! I have a son now. So I got one of each.
Yeah, congrats.
Nice.
I want the whole set.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have it.
To be continued.
A son has been born. Now, here's a little fun fact.
It's
the reason that you... Tim Hall, that you, Tim Hall, did not receive a birthday text message is because my son was born on your birthday. Shut the fuck up, fucking government. They do everything. Scrub that. Scrub it.
Scrubbing.
Scrub it. Well, yeah, on your birthday. So you you have the same birthday. So now, you know, I'm expecting like a $5 bill.
Hey,
you know.
Yeah, for twins. twins by birthday.
I think the rule is you give a kid a dollar for every year. That's what it should be. Right? You're 3, here's $3. That's a big deal. When you're 5, $5 is a big deal.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
You got to give them bonds.
I'm 47
yes.
now.
Yeah, no, but I'm not hit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
War bonds. War bonds.
Yeah,
so anyway, son is born.
Oh, that's awesome.
On your birthday. And
it sounds like a movie.
So I meant to text you, and while we were driving to the hospital, I looked on the calendar because he came kind of a week early. I wouldn't say that he inconvenienced me immediately for the first week of my life. But he shows up on a Monday morning. I mean, come
Monday.
On. Like, I clearly, right? We all know you never call me on a Monday. You know, leave me alone. It's the only, I have to do at least 15, maybe 20 minutes of work for the week and get it out.
Well, you seem very well rested for having a newborn and 2 kids.
Well, it's been like 3 weeks coming up. So it's been,
in fact,
last time we spoke, it had already happened. But I wanted to save it for this. I didn't want to overshadow. I didn't want to take away from the views that we were getting from what we were talking about.
Yeah. You don't want to sap.
So it's crazy. I'm a family man. I have the body. So I'm as fat as I've ever been in the last whatever. So starting Monday, perhaps you've seen some earlier episodes, but this is it, seriously, because I was really good. And then it was like, and then there's been ice cream, and then they had a sale on Telemook. Now, I don't know if you go ahead, tell them what cash slash UNT.
UNT, yeah.
Yeah, 5% off. They'll defrost it 5% when they send it to you at full price.
Yeah.
But Tillamook, they make a fine cheese, but their ice cream is so creamy. I don't know what, I'm sure, natural chemical that exists in nature there. You know? But a very creamy.
It's a fat content, yeah. Right? Yeah.
They have when the nice cows are not allowed to move very far, that's when they get nice and big.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I thought that was for their meat.
When you force feed them grain, yeah. I think that's what it is.
Have you been to Morton's new beef tank?
Beef them up.
You just go and you pick out your bovine. Yeah.
They give them probiotics and antibiotics.
Oh, in this way, it's totally cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I like
that. Have you had bison milk? That's what I want.
No, I think, have I had bison? I've had buffalo. I think I have.
Yeah.
I had.
Wait, isn't bison and buffalo just two names?
They're related.
Well, one's North Dakota.
Well, one's more.
One is the. They were divided.
Yeah.
They're like, no, this will be the South Dakota.
I think one is more Canadian and one is
where they keep the nuclear powers behind the head of Grover Cleveland. Oh, whatever his name is on there.
I saw it while I was on vacation.
You saw the silo full of
I saw Mount Rushmore.
Oppenheimer or whatever.
I actually don't think you can do bison milk. One of them has really small
teeth.
Because
it's hard to get underneath
them. They're just too tiny. They don't.
Very tiny nipples. It's of course you would only know this if you're in the industry.
They have very small.
Well, you spent the last 30 days on a goat farm.
Well,
did you
milk a goat? No,
nah, not milk it. Did you
jack off a goat?
Yeah, close. Did you
put a teat in my mouth? Oh, fuck a goat.
I would never say that, but did you?
No, I didn't.
Did it cross your mind?
There's no goats there anymore.
There's no goats? Have they been fucked to
death? Oh, jeez.
Your dad really went there. He's like, sorry, son. Yeah. Fuck them all.
Well, sheep are the ones.
Did you walk
really
down?
No,
I strolled down. I fucked them one at a time. He's all proud of it.
No, my mom had to get rid of them because.
Ornery? Horny?
Well, one knocked her on her back.
Knocked her up. I thought that's what is coming.
Oh, no.
One knocked her up. The other one smoking cigarettes and playing with fireworks.
No,
would it be weird to have a half centaur brother? Like you go to JCPenney's with vests on and you just see the horse's body. He's got the vest.
It's like they never have anything that fits me.
Feel free to cartoon this as people do. Oh,
oh yeah. Got that cartoon radio or whatever
Jack
that guy is.
Horseman.
There's like a $20 watch. You like that?
Oh, is that a Seiko?
Oh, that's a Casio.
Casio,
the classic Casio
168-1.
They've had that look since 1986.
Yeah, in fact, you can have it. You could put a little cocaine in the back of here.
Have a calculator?
I could get you. You want one of the calculator?
I mean, that was the cool thing when I was a kid, right?
Yeah. Well, they have. Do you want the data bank? You want the Casio data bank? You got to go to casio.com/UNT for fiber. They'll put no 5 in the calculator.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally 5 off.
Oh, yeah. I used to hook mine into my computer.
There's a reason there's 3 views. I know that this is nothing also. I understand that.
But definitely.
Really what I figured out recently is my wife is much smarter than I am. So she reads the thing and writes. So she writes various journals in which I go and I white out of them, like, just for the deposition.
Oh, I was like, you go in and redact stuff out of them?
What was the point of that? What did I say? Everybody lost it.
You're smarter than you.
You're smarter than me. That's it.
Yep. That's enough
that's a
for
good
me.
Point. Yeah.
That's what's smarter than me. What was the point? Why is she smarter than me? Oh, because she's reading the books. But why was she reading the books? What was she reading?
What was she reading?
Eat, Pray, Love.
Come on, no. She's reading.
What to expect when you're expecting again?
That she writes the journal telling about her life.
Oh, yes.
Where this is my journal.
Oh, right.
So
right.
That if my children.
Well, it's nice to tell
when the heart
there's
gives
a lot
out,
of misdirection in this. Journal,
right? So that, like, so let's say my heart dies. This will be the one that they can go back and watch because journals are like, he bequested me or something. You know what I mean?
At first he bequeathed, then he bequested.
He bequested me without my permission. So, so this is the my journal. So I'm sorry, children. This is. Yes. Your father.
This is how I knocked up your mother.
And this is clearly like edited for content. If it were the 80s, I used a whole bunch of different words.
Yeah.
Yeah, we change it out.
Lollygaggers.
Oh, yeah, that's the tough
bunch
one.
Of dirty LGs.
Well, that's good. You seem.
That's not a career.
These kids seem like they'll be quite well adjusted.
We call those Sanyos. Not at all. This is three.
Here we go.
And we've been blocked. YouTube has been blocked. So enough about that. So you confirmed no goat fucking?
Yeah, there's no goats there anymore. The doctor said if she messed around with goats anymore, she might be paralyzed.
From what?
One of them knocked her over.
Oh.
You know how goats do that.
Yeah, they're usually pretty gentle.
Yeah, I've met a few.
This goat's a real dick.
I've met a few. I think it was a La Mancha. No, not a La Mancha. Mm.
There's a man there. Windmills.
La Manchas have
La Mancha?
Tiny little
the
ears.
Mancha.
I can't remember what kind of goat it was.
Don Quixote.
Aggressive.
Tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Put the hoe in. Quixote.
When I went to get a bagel today over there in Saturday Town, bug flew into my eye, and I still have.
Oh, pieces?
The bug is still in my lid. I got to get it out.
Oh, no.
So if you see a bunch of this.
Oh, gross.
Just know. Yeah, I know. I saw it fly in, and then you ever feel it just like wash it. So now I'm outside the bagel shop
in the corner
with a cup of water, and I'm doing this. Right? Oh. And people are living their life, right?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I was.
And eventually I gave up and forgot about it, and it's just now it's moved in.
Yeah, it feels like there's something there.
Cliff, What have you been doing?
What
is your deal?
What's up?
Have y'all been keeping up with some Hollywood news?
The Kardashians?
Just
the Island
general.
Boys?
No, Hollywood.
They kissed?
Just news.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Well, one.
Did you come?
I don't even know who they are. I just heard about it from the drummer in my band.
Oh, interesting.
That's what you're known for.
Well, Wayne Brady last week came out as pansexual.
It's in the book.
Yay!
It's in the book. I knew it. Now, I immediately wrote this down, and my question to you is it bullshit? Is it
his
publicist's marketing of something? Because obviously there's been rumors that he he's the little Lloyd and Loafers, a.k.a. sucks a cock.
Yeah. Well, that is the difference. It's like if you're bisexual or pansexual.
But so what is pansexual?
Yeah, that's my question. What is
mean?
Pansexual?
Pansexual means you're attracted to everyone. So bisexual means
you're gay.
Bisexual means binary, right? So there's like
one or the other.
I like men, I like women. Pansexual opens up to I like trans men. So I like trans women. It could be whoever.
Not like Pan the god who would be playing to the centaur son that
is. Playing the skin flute?
I liked it. See, highbrow?
Yeah. Now, Pan and Dionysus, that's the way to go, you know? You get some wine.
Isn't that Scientology?
Some nice bread.
Yeah, you get a couple of centaurs, you know? Yeah.
Go to Scientology.org.
Diabenesis.
Of course. Wilton Ripley.
The wine because of a sugar glycemia thing.
But do you think it's real? Now,
a lot of people are coming out as pansexual now. Janelle Monáe, pansexual.
Yes, but is it because it's advertising? Is it marketing? Is it real?
I think people now have labels and names that they didn't have. Like if binary was the only option,
do
you
think Wayne Brady released this was a thought out, publicized move? Because I've heard about. I mean, Wayne Brady. He's great.
Do I know who Wayne Brady
is? Wayne Brady.
Is he a football player?
No, he's from the Improv.
Racist.
From the Improv with Drew Carey.
Which one's the Brady that everyone loves?
That's Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady. That's what I was thinking of.
Who needed to retire a decade before.
What about the Brady Bunch? You know, he had AIDS.
He was gay.
He was gay. Now, that's a man who lived. He had all those kids. Greg Brady.
The father,
yeah.
Oh. So he had those three kids?
He was like a rock concert.
I think him and Sam had something going on in the butcher shop.
I know there's the Oliver effect.
Oh, yes.
That killed that show. Yes. And every show after that.
Yes.
Huh.
When a show was getting old and they try to have a kid. This kid. And we're talking about it now.
Yeah, it's exactly like the show. Yeah,
this
just
is,
like
it's
when
all
Raven
for the show.
Simone showed up.
Exactly.
Now,
Rudy?
She's a lesbian now.
Oh, yes.
I love Rudy.
Yes,
No, that's not. That's a different.
No, that's Keisha Knight Pullo.
She's great.
She's beautiful.
This guy.
Yeah.
Leave all this in.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, Grammy winner. Anyway.
For what?
He did a spoken word with Robert Glasper, and
how much do you hate that?
Look, how
much do you hate that? Come on.
He's like time.
Time only ticks.
Let Theo
so
have
far.
This. Let Theo have this. He also was the producer of the Magic School Bus. But yes, I think pansexual can be a PR thing. But at the same time, I think people are just more comfortable to put it out there. And I think you get to a point in your career where you're not, you're like done what you're gonna do. and you can't be really effective.
I know who he is now.
Safe to put it out.
It's in my head.
He does Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah.
You don't watch television.
Like no. That.
But he did, whose line is it anyway? But
oh, see, yeah, that's where
but
I know
see,
him
people
from.
Who can do improv and switch a lot, them being pansexual or bisexual makes sense to me. Because you're kind of
so
always
my question
someone
is,
else anyway.
Is now the time to come out as pansexual?
How do you mean?
I think of it like Spinal Tap. You know, you're trying to get out. You're trying to get out.
You're looking to get to
11.
And
eventually, you get out, but then you're forced back in. That's how I see it. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
So, well, I have a special announcement to make.
Oh, nice! A lot of special announcements.
The 1 year anniversary of my father's death, but my son would know. Oh, did we do this already?
I thought you were pansexual. No, it's like pansexual. It's pansexual, Jason. Pansexual.
Sorry, man. I'm so sorry that this is what you have left behind. I'd like to apologize both up there to my father and down here to my kids who will one day be, I'm sure.
Are you going to hell?
Oh, well, they might just
it's
be downstairs.
Warmer here. I wish I had the AC. Yeah. But the Chinese food was delivered. So.
Oh, that's great.
Well, there are reboots are coming. As you know, there's a writer's strike. So before the writer's strike, Kelsey Grammer decided to reboot Paramount Plus Frasier. Now, Frasier will be probably one of the longest running one characters ever. So they're going to come back for a new season. Unfortunately, no one from the original cast. Well,
so
one
no
of them
Niles
is dead.
Or whatever
so John
his
Mahoney.
Name? Nigel?
The dog?
Daddy is dead, yes. Moose was his name. He still makes more residuals than any of us in life.
More than likely. I don't know if you've seen these numbers.
I never saw Frasier.
But great show. But I feel like I'm really curious to see what it will be with him alone.
Because
it was such a great ensemble cast, but not having any of them back, even as guests, feels a little
weird.
Well,
they'll special appearance. You can't announce the special appearance already.
Yeah. They'll somehow work it out where they show up.
Maybe Blossom will show up.
David Pierce is over there in Saratoga. Living his best life.
But, you know, he was one that came out after the show ended. Same with Sean Hayes.
Oh, after Will and Grace?
I mean, here's the thing.
Oh, that's
I know stuff.
It's not brave to come out when everyone knows you're gay.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we've been talking about Wayne Brady being gay for 20 years. So, like, is it brave or has it been like, if you were brave, you would have come out 20 years ago? It's not brave now. It's easy now. It would have been brave then.
Yeah. I respect.
Not to take anything away.
Yeah, I respect Ellen.
This would be the one. This would be
yeah, this will kill
it'll be the one that you were like,
Yeah, no, I like the way Ellen did it. I like the way that Melissa Etheridge did it. Oh, God. I like the way Lil Richard
did it. That was real.
You felt the pain?
I had a little chest pain.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Speaking of Lil Richard.
Bye-bye, our kids. See you soon, Dad.
Oh, no.
That was so morbid.
But, yeah, speaking of Lil Richard, there's an amazing PBS documentary. I haven't seen it yet, but it's called The King and Queen of Rock and Roll. And Lil Richard was one of the first outed.
Was he both?
Well, he said he was gay, then he went retracted it later. His penis. Yeah. I like Richard though. His 70s period, which people don't listen to, it was amazing. Like,
really?
He had some funky,
I don't think I've
cool
ever listened
stuff.
To it.
Oh, we played it on the radio show.
Then I have listened to it.
But you know, did you know that Tutti Frutti was a gay song originally? It was Tutti Frutti Loose Booty. If it ain't easy, make it greasy. Those were the lyrics. It's great. Amazing.
And I think it was Frank Zappa that said, keep it greasy so it goes down easy.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was Monique that said, little squeezy, little moogie. You know, when you brought up little moogie last time, it took me until I saw that was a callback to one of our things. Like,
Yeah.
Because it technically was the return of little moogie.
Yes. But
if we were to have a son.
But
if
I think...
If we were to adopt...
But having a second kid, you know, they said the first pancake, you got to toss it out. So do you feel...
Well, we already got rid of her. We got a son now.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah.
That's
progeny.
Yeah.
Very old school. Monarchs.
And I got to tell you, this is his face.
Oh, he's grumpy already.
No, I'm not even joking. He has the eyebrows.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, why are you... It's like... He's like annoyed.
He's already...
No, it is. You're like, hi, how
it's
are
cold
you?
In here.
I love you. Like, yeah. I can't a baby relax.
Milk is go away, you bother me.
No.
Because he's being nursed by the maid. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Tina.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Tina.
Well, that's fun.
I haven't seen my grandma in a while.
Have you guys been doing summery things? Like, let's go to the pool or the water park.
No.
That'd be fun when you're able to do that.
Chase a goose.
When he's older.
Yeah, we've been.
Disneyland again.
No. You got my money one time and you gave me COVID. You almost killed me for
something. Oh, that's right. They gave me COVID.
A turkey leg and a dole whip?
I didn't even get, I got the dole whip. I didn't get the turkey leg. I didn't get some other thing.
I prefer a soft serve over a dole whip.
Medieval times. I can see you killing in there. Medieval times.
You mean like doing well or killing somebody?
What I hate is that's probably what I'm most qualified to do at this point in my career.
Yeah.
After all those walking the boards like a pirate. Yep.
And that's an episode of That's My Dad. You know, like that's what I want to watch.
Well, let's go ahead. How are we doing on time there?
We're 26 minutes.
But yes.
In. All right. We're doing yes. a couple of shorties because Cliff got his tire blew up on the way. To the studio.
Boom.
Do you like how I use the word the studio?
Yeah.
So thank you for your patience, and he was nice enough to go and have to get that fixed. So we're doing a couple shorties. If you don't like it, I don't give a shit. No one's watching it anyway.
But pansexual is like in the journey. Just note. Just like all black entertainers eventually become pastors at some point. Like there's a certain point where you have to now be pansexual. It's just a thing.
Oh,
it's just
okay.
In the trajectory.
Just like when
people
DMV
are not talking
you know,
about you.
Like, hey, you're 65.
People no longer care about the music. You have to go political, crazy, like a Kanye.
Uh-huh.
Or you have to go some sexuality thing. It has whatever it is. Asexual.
You can't just like start raising bees.
Asexual, a homosexual, doesn't matter. Just anything that makes it different. I'm vegan now. It has to be something.
Oh,
vegan
okay.
now? I'm just saying it has to be something.
Because
I'm a vegetarian.
They're pretty sure. Yeah, pretty sure there's a beef and broccoli waiting outside the door right now.
Oh, you know what? I do have a beef with Hollywood besides reboots all the time. One of my biggest peeves. I just saw the Tom Cruise.
Big peeve.
What's Tom Cruise? Maverick? No, not Maverick. The other one.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible. Love that they brought everybody back. The crazy thing now is that you can do a 3-hour movie that's to be continued. Like, you can't end it and then just have another one. Nope, we have to leave it in the middle.
Well, for that sort of money, you need to make 3 at a time. Because then that pays for all these sort of like...
But I still think a beginning, middle, end is the thing for a movie. And then
well, they have it. It's just part one. They have... It's the same form. It's just double dipped.
But too fast, too serious.
But you can still end it.
Well...
You know what I mean?
That's what you know, Johnny. That's what happened to Johnny Walker. He was driving around.
Oh,
in his cars.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't
flammable.
Drive. He walks. He's a striding man.
Not anymore.
Oh yeah. No.
No.
Johnny.
You know what? You want to just get into TikTok? See, we're done. Let's get into that. We're doing
TikTok.
We're doing
TikTok
because I want Chinese food because we all have heart outs.
Yum yum yum. I do have a heart out. You saw that?
I do too. Yeah,
yeah, it's poking the table.
I smelled your heart out.
Oh yeah. Oh. Wow.
Oh, by the way. I don't want to start a whole discussion there. Oh, my hands are dirty. What the hell is that? But I had to make the decision to circumcise.
Oh, interesting.
The boy.
Oh, of course. The woman.
Well, that was
that was that was it.
So in the moment I was like, oh, this is a weird thing, and you know, there's some Abu Dhabi, and I was like, oh, I feel weird. It's a kind of a religious thing, but cleaned it up. And I know some people, I won't say who, have their original penile sleeve. Is it you?
No, mine was cut off. And I feel like they did a weird job.
But we won't say who it is at the table. But it's not me either.
You got an angry inch.
Now, so I feel as though if God gave it to you, this is the way it is.
Yes.
You should leave it the way it is.
Exactly.
But then I asked a bunch of women, and I realized that in order for my son to maximize, if he is a masculine child, it you know, it'll help with the ladies. So
oh, they, wait, not which true. Way which
that's
way do they like it?
Demographic of women, but
no.
You don't care.
Yeah. Well, how come when they spray paint, you know, people spray painting, they're always circumcised, right? There's like a 30 Rock, and the houses are always colonial, right? When you spray paint a penis, they're always circumcised.
No.
What I'm saying is, I
only
put the thing out to the guys.
Well, they just
every
want the
single
bell
one
to
said,
be...
"Cut." What would you have said? No.
Well, no, I'm okay with that. The thing is that you're reaching into one demographic. But that's not the whole world. Like, a good chunk of the world.
No, I asked the guys what they think, and then...
But I'm saying you're still asking in, like, American market. But, like, the rest of the world, they don't circumcise like that. Like, Latin countries, they don't
what
do
What about,
that.
Like, Bulgaria?
Well, all I know...
Or Hungary.
Is that I went... I saw the birth again, which is...
Traumatizing.
It's just like people are programmed of what they know. So if that's all you knew, then you'd be like, yeah, you should do it because that's what I know. But it doesn't mean it matters. There's nothing from like a hygiene perspective.
Well, they say that, no, the opposite. They say that it is a hygiene perspective.
No, it's a myth There is no. There is
so
no.
Right now, if Tim was to smell the tip of your penis, it would be we'd be all good.
Pristine. Showroom new.
Oh, right. Nice.
Do you want to put up that technical difficulty thing? And yeah. We'll just assume here it had been go. Done?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did it only because of tradition, and I just like it felt weird to make the decision. Honestly, I didn't really like it, but you want to do it. It's like piercing the ears. You want to do it now.
Correct.
But I went and I saw the circumcision, and it's all they have like a thing. Here, what is and little buddy, when you see this in the future after I'm 6 feet under, when the doctor cut it off,
yep,
he picked it up and he says, "Ah, you want it?" And he laughed.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and then he put his foot on what looked like a 1980s plastic trash can that flipped up top.
It didn't say bio.
And it was trash. No. No. And there was a dented Diet Pepsi can. And he's just like, well, we don't need that. And he just threw it in the trash. He literally threw my son's penis in the trash because he looked around like.
Yeah, put a little more ceremony into it, at least.
So,
well, at least it wasn't on a pile of other baby foreskins.
Yeah.
Well, right. So you're telling me, so, you know, like, if I were a janitor,
underneath
you think some janitor's just, like, digging through for cans? He's like the five, like, he's trying to get the 5-cent deposit out, and he's going through all sorts of. A bunch of baby dicks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It was weird to do.
It's a cornucopia. Every color of the rainbow.
Whatever. Yeah, it's been done.
This was a busy week.
So whatever. If anything, that's time for Tiny Tim TikToks.
Yeah.
Sorry, little buddy.
Tiny Tim TikToks. Cocodrilo mata joven
que cayó al río. What the hell?
Oh, a trash gator? Of course. Oh, no. He's carrying a
that
body.
That sounds like something we shouldn't show. That's an alligator with a body.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it's a real body?
Yep.
I do think that's a real body. If that's blurred out, I don't know if that's something we should show.
I think it's fine.
Whatever, but
it's
like,
on TikTok.
It's on TikTok. Right, they allowed
well,
it.
Well, there's a lot of stuff on TikTok that I don't think we should show.
I see no indecency.
I see a tremendous amount of women milking their breasts.
It's a circle of life.
Squirting them.
Oh, really?
God,
on TikTok?
I want a cup of Senka.
Ooh. A little Von Vell.
How do you hear Jeff Goldblum?
Oh, I'm hearing it.
But is that all of them will do that? That's pretty good.
So yeah, was that just they're reading the menu?
Yeah.
Huh.
And it says, look in my eye. While you do it? Oh, yeah. Hit me with that. Hit me with that jaw.
I saw this. This made me giggle. I know I'm getting older when a cat video makes me laugh.
I know that's what I saw.
That's definitely animated. There's no real cat that does it.
Oh, this is a real cat, fool. Look at that fat cat. It looks like he has a little gray handlebar mustache. He looks like a hipster.
I feel like he should be called Mr. Belvedere.
There are hipster cats.
That's a great name for a cat.
Yeah. Hit with that jaw.
Oh, you want the jaw already? That's all you're going to say about the cat?
We don't want
people.
Laws.
People who have cats don't watch the show. That's confirmed. See, she thinks it looks good.
Yeah, because she clearly has body dysmorphia.
Yeah, 100%.
And we need psychological checks in place for that.
I mean,
how many followers does she have? That's what I would want to know.
Don't, more than
it's
this.
It's probably a lot.
Junk.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Is that a kid? A Jabberwocky or?
A Hooli what's it?
Oh, this is a fake. You skipped that one.
You don't know the Jabberwocky?
Oh, from Star Wars?
The dancing with
a couple more. We're getting out of here. Chop, chop.
No, the little.
We got to rush. We got to go.
The dancing.
Oh, this is for you, Cliff.
Hey, if your fingers hurt, try this out. This is a finger knuckle massage we used to do before Tai Chi class. And a lot of students with arthritis and general joint pain reported relief. Just tug and massage the top of your finger, and then you can do the sides, gently and slowly at first, but then you can be a little firmer. Just experiment to see what works for you. I think this feels nice because it gives us a...
Ask for your dick! I have two of those inner parts, for sure.
One, the inner parts?
Yeah, I have two of those. One is clear, like an alien one, and then one is flesh tone. Anyway, they suck.
Hey-o!
Officer of the law, look how fast he went down there.
Why?
Jeez.
Because
they hate kids.
Because well, it could be I've been on the slides. It's because it's somebody who's for 40 pounds.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah. So if you try to go through it.
Yeah, sure you really pick up speed, my man. Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
no. Oh, wow.
Oh.
That was actually.
But the second guy, that's what I want to see.
The second guy turned around.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like in memoriam.
Oh, I can't play this music.
I wear Puma socks. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, no, no. Ouch.
Oh, no. That's the help sign.
Well, this was another episode of This Is Air Talk with Bryce Hurtis. I'm that Bryce Hurtis. We're back, baby. Cliff Beach Music, 1192 Studios, Timothy All Music. Buy his book on Amazon. We're getting out of here. We got Chinese food that's getting cold. Listen, we're back, baby. I bet you we got more than three. I will see you next Tuesday.